Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And we've got a doozy for you this week again. Why? Because we are going to be talking about our boundaries. However, we are going to give thanks to those who helped make this episode possible. And that is, first up, Alt Playground.
We would like to give a huge thanks to Alt Playground for sponsoring this post. And we kind of want to talk to you guys about one of their new features, which is...
fucking awesome.
Forums, okay?
Forums.
There are places where you can chat with other people, find out things like there's a section on there for newbies, general information. You can chat, read, see what you got. We have also forums on travel, different types of forums. You guys can create one as well. There's lifestyle, sexuality, sex.
And these are things that you yourself can be engaging with as a user.
Love it. It's a great place to ask all your questions and get a ton of input and responses.
Like you said, they even have one for newbies. And I honestly can't think of a better forum to have, you know, especially since it's really trying to grow nationally.
They're really getting it shit done. Like, they have the community podcast little corner.
Join our community.
Guys, I posted a titty pic if you want to see. Join our community.
Well, the titty pic will be up by the time of this recording. But yeah, it's just exciting. The other sponsor that we are just also fucking in love with would be...
Promescent!
Yes, and these guys, they're very much like Alt Playground in the sense that they fucking get it. We recently had a call with the CEO, and we've got
a chance to pick his brain and find his true passion about his company. And I'm so glad that we partnered with them. And as a partnership, we are able to offer you guys a discount code of 15% if you use our code NAKED15.
And one of the things we really want to talk to you about is the delay spray. Now, that is something that a couple months back, Kelly almost cried after sex, or you did cry after sex. Yeah, I was having trouble lasting long. And so this was right around the time when Promescent and us kind of got the ball rolling, and we tried their delay spray, and...
it increased it by a lot, guys. He lasted way longer.
Yeah.
Which I was finally thankful for.
Yeah, and it works. And on the box, it says, like, it recommends, like, 3 sprays on your penis. And so, but that's what is average. You may need a few more sprays, but don't overdo it.
Because they have great instructions on how to use it,
yes,
which is
because,
awesome.
Yes, and if you overdo it, you will be hard for a lot longer of a time. And it is, I don't know, it's just an amazing product, and it's something that we still use today.
Also, they have great lube.
Yeah, they fucking do.
We always keep some lube on our nightstand.
And really, Promescence, the organic lube is our favorite.
Yeah, it has aloe. Yes. It smells great, works even better.
Yeah, Promescent is just an amazing company. And so, yeah, that we're just happy to be working with them. We're really honored that they would, you know, be open to that.
Yay!
All right, so we're going to get into the show, and we are going to talk about...
First of all, let's talk about our weekend. Let's tell the fine folks what we did this weekend.
My sister got married, and she got married in the town where Kelly and I graduated from college. And so with that, we were able to hang out with one of my roommates from college, and I was just fucking stoked.
Yeah, he was so happy. He was, like, smiling. He gave this guy, like, multiple hugs.
Man, I fucking miss this guy. And this guy has been through a lot since we were roommates. In the last 4 years, he's lost his mom and his dad relatively quickly. And it's just, it's sad because, like, I never met his mother, but I met his dad. And he was a fucking legend.
He's pretty cute, too.
His dad?
No.
Oh, my
friend. Your friend.
So, Kelly wanted to fuck my friend, which...
Okay, so let's backtrack a bit. So in college, you joined this apartment community where you were randomly signed up to an apartment that had 4 different
rooms. Yeah.
You had a room and 3 other randoms had a room. And you guys met and immediately clicked with 2 out of, like, it was you and 2 other guys really clicked.
Yeah.
And then there was just the other guy that didn't really click.
Yeah,
and he started hanging out with each other.
He fucking hated every single one of us.
But all you other guys were just, like, really, like, close and grew really close
yeah.
throughout your entire
tenure lease, here.
Yeah, yeah. Lease with your apartment. And Adam always mentioned them. So when, I don't know, how'd you get back in touch with your roommate? Like, how did that happen?
So when we were in this town a month ago after we got married, I ran into a mutual friend and he gave me this guy's Snapchat. And so I was like, fuck, because this is the kind of guy that gets a new phone or a new phone number very, very frequently.
Yes.
And so I didn't have his number and I got in touch with him via Snapchat and then we ended up texting through that. And so, but yeah, it was, we were there for my sister's wedding and I texted him, I was like, hey, let's hang out.
No. Tell him the text that you sent him.
So this friend doesn't know that I'm bisexual. And so I sent him a text message and was like, hey, in town, wanna fuck.
Which I thought was a great text message.
Just off the cuff. No context. No, how are you? None of that. Just random, hey, I'm in town, wanna fuck. And so we ended up meeting at a very great restaurant and got really great food. Normally, it would be great food. I don't really remember because I was so focused on my friend.
And having the great conversation that you were having, like catching up, talking about old times. It was just great seeing you interact with your friend. So cute.
Yeah. And it was really like the first time since we've been together where I, like, we talked about this earlier, where I felt, I don't know if it was like comfortable or what really, but it was, hey, let's hang out with my friend as well. Instead of let's just do what you plan to do. It was, hey, let me throw something in the mix as well, which is funny because we were there for my fucking family.
Yeah.
Well, your family too now. But yeah, it was an interesting tidbit, I guess, because I never really spoke up like that before.
Yeah. So when we go to the city where we graduate from college, I fucking love this city. I would have stayed there if I did not meet Adam. I would have lived my life, bought a little house, would have been perfectly okay. But Adam, on the other hand, fucking hates this city.
Fucking
hate he hated it. The college we graduated from. He hates the city that it was in. So, like, I guess it never really crossed my mind that Adam wanted to hang out with someone and do something in this city because I always thought, like, he had resentment for it and didn't want to be associated with it in any way.
Yeah.
So, whenever we went to this city, like, I still have my best friend that lives there. I have restaurants that I have fond memories of and I love going to. So, I always kind of plan the agenda of what to do when we're there. Mm-hmm. But Adam never spoke up about anything, so I always assumed, like, he still kind of had that resentment, which he still kind of does.
Still
and I would always plan everything, which is fun, because I love this place. But he mentioned this to me on a walk today, Sunday, while we were walking our pups on this cute little trail. He mentioned that he never felt comfortable suggesting, like, doing something.
I don't know if it was a comfortable level. I think it was just, like, I never really thought about to bring it up.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but at the same time, I really only have one friend there normally, but this particular friend just moved back.
Yeah.
And so the one friend that we have is actually my old professor from a school that I went to not in this city. So it's like,
yeah.
It's just, it's crazy, but
but now, every time we go there, you can suggest to hang out with this new friend.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, and I don't know, it was a bit almost like, I wouldn't necessarily say closure at all, but it was just really great to catch up.
Sorry, my boob is itchy.
I was like, pull him out. Like, I fucking stopped breathing. I was like, pull him out.
Okay.
But anyway, no, it was great to catch up. We had some beers, had a few drinks. I told him I was bisexual. He said same, and I kind of went back and forth and was like, no, seriously?
He was like in disbelief.
For like a good like 10, 20 times of, no, seriously? Are you for real? Like, and he's like, yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. And it was just really funny.
We told him that we were swingers.
Yeah.
And he was totally cool with it.
He gave no fucks. Turns out one of his friends from, I guess, maybe childhood or something are also swingers. But it's the reason why we brought this up is to kind of paint a picture for you. Because later that night, which actually it was last night at the time of recording, we were doing the hanky pang. You know,
in hotel, which hotel sex, guys.
Yes.
If you've never experienced that, it's just nice to get away from your own bed.
And it's nice to do it in a place. Different environment.
Yeah, a different environment, a new bed, a bigger bed. Hashtag king.
Says my queen. We have a queen size bed, but when you have us what? And then
5 other animals.
Yeah, but they don't sleep on the bed with us, though.
No, but they, like, come and want to be petted. One comes up, one's off. It's not enough. And I like to be sprawled out. Spread eagle.
Yeah, same. It is nice. I mean, I sleep on my stomach. Anyway, we were fucking, making love. And I was like, tell me about how you want to fuck other guys. And she was like...
That's his go-to line, okay?
Yeah, I'm so fucking original. Anyway, I said something like that, and she's like, I wanted to fuck your friend and make you watch. And I'm like, which one? And I said his name, and she's like, yes. And, you know, I probably would have been cool with it at the moment. I would have been like, get it. Get
that dick. No, no. So, it's nice to talk about these things, like, during sex and, like, fantasize about it. But in reality, I would never, ever fuck your friend. We don't fuck our friends, okay? If they were friends before we started this lifestyle, they are totally off limits.
Yeah. Well.
What?
No, it's more like friends in general are off limits.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, we have friends in the lifestyle that we would totally fuck. Hashtag Dakota, Melissa.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying is, like, we meet them.
Like vanilla friends. Yeah.
We get a friendship going. No, no, no. What am I trying to say? We meet them.
Basically, vanilla friends are off limits.
Yeah, vanilla friends. Yeah, people that don't. Partake in what we're taking.
Yeah. Well,
you're just trying to contradict me, aren't you?
No, it's just no, there has to be like a more clearer way to say what you're saying because, like, how you're saying it and how I'm saying it can be taken in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lawyer would have a fucking field day with that.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it into a neat little package.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a neat little package, mine is performing a lot better thanks to Promescence Delay Spray.
Nice little segue there, sir.
What about our alt playground community?
Join it, guys.
No, but seriously, join that. But getting back to what we're talking about, friends are off limits, but Kelly really would never have fucked my friend, even though I most likely would have given her the green light because I know this guy, I trust this guy, and I don't think he has it in him to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a super cool guy, super chill. Been through a lot in life, and we've been fucked up many times in college together. God, like, I don't miss drinking. I don't miss
It's nice to reminisce about. It's nice to reminisce
about the crazy things, yes. But like I do not want to get drunk. Like, I'm just like out of that.
Yeah, thank God.
We're not religious, but thank someone. We'll call Jesus your uncle.
So that also. Brought up the topic like yesterday while we were fucking and talking about getting back into the lifestyle.
Because my fuck buddy, so she's moving out to another state here in a couple of weeks. And so she wants to get together beforehand, which her and I are both down to do. And one
DTF, it's down to.
Okay, fine. DTD to DTDO. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, so she wants to fuck. I want to fuck. But. One thing that, like, we hadn't discussed internally is even though our break is over for the last 12 days, we haven't really sought out anything. We haven't tried to play with anyone. We've thought about it in terms of we both want to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But we haven't discussed our boundaries like we normally do coming out of a break.
Yeah.
And so what we like to do is we like to take them, our current rules, and we like to read them to ourselves, and kind of each one is up for discussion. And then we also like to add new ones, or at least create an open forum for that, if you will. So that way we can always add new rules if need be. But just because we do it here doesn't mean that these are permanent rules. Like, if something comes up and a rule needs to be modified and it has, like, just cause to be modified, then we will certainly, you know, take that into consideration and take a look at what we need to do to fix the situation. We will also write these down so we have these in writing. So we just figured we would do that with you guys. We would share that because we're pretty open, right? Like, there's not much that's off limits.
An open relationship. We are pretty open.
Well, no, I just meant like the only thing that's really truly off limits in this podcast is our personal contact information, our real names, and
my social security number.
Yes, which is still all six.
Yeah, so we kind of want to bring you guys along to how we do this.
Yeah.
But before we start, I want Adam to know that I do have a coffee meeting with a guy this coming Sunday, and his face just kind of froze a little bit. It was just confirmed while I was on the shitter. What? I'm letting you know. A week in advance. It's just
like, I didn't even, like, try to schedule anything with...
I mean, I wasn't trying to schedule anything, like, right away, but, like, it just kind of, like, organically happened.
I kind of, like,
are you upset?
No, I'm just, like, I wasn't, like, trying to schedule anything. Like, I wasn't going to until after we had this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. All. Well, it just happened.
So, why don't we read through the rules?
Okay.
And then it's really just a top sheet you got there. Okay. So, if you want to read those, we'll go to town.
First one. Always condoms are a must.
Sí, señorita.
Yes. Second one is no solo play talk around each other. Include sex work and apps.
Yeah.
Okay. OnlyFans too, or?
Yeah. Just read through it all and then we'll.
Okay. Together play chat is okay around each other. Meet up for a 2-drink limit and leave to their house or back home, but let each other know. And every hour check it. Do not disturb mode. Start contacts only. Answer immediately. No cuddling. No anal. It has a little thing says no anal sex. No, wait. No anal with opposite sex.
Right. So, like, I'm not going to be able to fuck a girl in the ass, and you can't get fucked by a guy in the ass.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
When hanging out with friends or coworkers, no chatting with play dates or play partners or any sex work stuff. Includes at work. Tested within the last 6 months. This means our partners were tested within the last.
Right.
We get tested every 3 months.
Do we?
Bitch, I do. I don't know when you do.
Well, I'm kind of uninsured right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll discuss. Adam, shower after play date with male. Only play while each other are at work. Says in parentheses, cuck situation. You have it 3 months on, 1 month off.
Which that 1 month is really just like a filler number, because just because it says 1 month, we could go, as you guys know, 8 months.
Or longer. And then we have always be home before the other gets home. No sleepovers. We have a 2 solo play limit per week. Includes weekend and sex work. No pet names.
As you guys know.
Weekend play dates on occasion, 1 solo play per weekend per person, no 2 weekends in a row.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, that's all of them.
All right, so let's go ahead and discuss the first one.
Okay, condoms are a must.
Yeah, I don't feel like that needs to change unless we decide to go exclusive with someone, which, you know, I would like to with Melissa and Dakota, but that's kind of like asking a lot. Okay. Yeah,
it is. And it's kind of asking a lot of me. I don't want to just have sex with 2 people. I think I like variety. I just can't see myself with having sex with just 2 people.
I mean, for a while, you're like, I just can't in person.
Yeah, exactly. I want the whole world. I'm just kidding. No, I think I enjoy the variety.
Yeah.
And the different penises in my life. Peni in my life. Okay, so first one.
No change.
Second one, no solo play talk around each other, includes sex work and apps.
I feel like that one could really stay the same, with the exception unless it's like friends that we both are like around, like for example, Melissa and Dakota, you know, stuff like that, where we both have a friendship with both of them.
Exactly.
So like, you know, if you're telling me about how Dakota fucked you this one way, you know, like, okay, great. Like, tell me more, you know, but I do think that there is, you know, the catch up time. I guess that's what we're going to call it. A lot of people call it, you know, reclaiming or something like that. I just reconnecting. Mm-hmm. I don't really like those words, those terms. I don't feel like they really describe how we do it.
Yes, exactly.
And so it's really just you filling me in on what happened. Like, it gives me so much of a boner, and I only last 2 seconds, which is why we need the delay spray from Promescent. But no, it's like, other than that, really, I feel like we could do without the solo chat, talk around each other. And that, and to me, that includes, you know, the sugar daddy stuff, unless you're like filling me in, like, hey, I'm going to go here. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you get done, you tell me what happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if it's something that, you know, you really feel you really want to tell me about, or vice versa, then I feel like those exceptions would be okay.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
I'm like, cool with that.
I want your feedback.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Okay, third one. Together play chat is okay because we're all like sexing each other at the same time.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's no change to that one.
Yeah.
Next one. Meet up for a 2-drink limit and leave to their house or come back here, but let each other know every hour you have to check it.
I like the every hour thing. I think that should stay.
Yeah. I like the 2-drink limit thing.
I feel like that should be 1 drink if you haven't eaten, because when you don't eat and you drink, it's like half a drink and you're done.
No.
Yes. Well, for example, today you had a beer and you had a mixed drink.
Yeah.
And you slept half of the car ride home.
I slept for an hour. The car ride was like 2 hours. Okay.
You see, that's half.
Okay. I'm just like, you're making it sound like this car ride was like 6 hours. I slept 3 out of the 6. No. It was just 1 hour.
But my point was like, 2 drinks really did you in.
Okay. 2 drinks with food or 1 drink with no food.
Yeah. Just because that way you have something in your stomach, you're not getting as drunk as easily as fast. Mm-hmm. You know, is that understandable? Does that make sense?
It's understandable. Okay. Yeah. The check in every hour.
Yes.
Okay.
I know you have like a feeling about that.
I know, but I'm still willing to do it.
I mean, like we said, you know, once we can like prove, or not necessarily prove, but like once we can, you know, like get to the point where
you know the person, you're comfortable with them.
Yeah, and it's like, I think another part of it is like, the fact that it's like, it's been a rule for a while and it's not always easy to do. So like, yes. We gotta like,
perfect it. I break this rule a lot, guys, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to say it in a nice way.
But I fuck up a lot.
It's really just trying to prove to each other that this rule can be followed, so we can kind of get more lenient with things.
Yes.
Because like, if we can do the hard stuff, then we can kind of get through things.
Okay. I agree with this. Okay. Next rule. Do not disturb mode. Start contacts. You have to answer.
That's, for example, so on our Android devices, we have a do not disturb mode that will allow start contacts or certain people to get through. And so, for example, I have Kelly set to my only contact that can get through, and I eventually it'll be vice versa.
Also think that you should put your phone on like the sound, not the vibrate mode.
Yeah.
So you can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So that way if something's going on, we can get a hold of each other.
You can still hear it while you're fucking.
Yeah. And that way, like, if you're away from the phone or whatever, like, you hear me and you can answer me right away. Because like, you know, the other night I was, well, a couple months ago when I was coming home from that gangbang, I was like trying to call you and say, hey, I'm on my way home. Do you want me to pick up any food or anything? And like, I had tried to contact you several times before and stuff like that, and like nothing. And
yeah,
I was like,
my phone was on vibrate. We were in the playroom that didn't have a little Google device.
Yeah. Like, I even was like, hey, Google, broadcast this. And then like nothing.
Yeah.
And like, I tried to text and call, like, throughout the course of, like, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, several times, and I got nothing. So, I felt like I was being ignored, and then, like, at the same time, I was like, damn, is she okay? Like, is safe? Like, what's going on here? And even when I tried to call you for food, no answer. And so, I get home and kind of ruined your night with Daniel.
That's all right. It happened.
Yeah.
All right. Changes to that one besides the put your phone on loud.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Next one is no cuddling.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on that one.
Yeah, like I don't want to change that one.
Yeah, I like the thought of you cuddling someone else kind of like makes me sad, but also maybe a little jelly.
I could see that.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like I can see you cuddling some girl.
I definitely don't think in the next like while we're definitely not in a place to be polyamorous. Yeah. We're too like, I don't want to say selfish, but like we're each other's only.
Yes.
Especially in this particular phase.
I agree. All right. Next. No anal / no anal with opposite.
What's your thoughts on that?
I don't want to change it. I feel like anal for me is a process. It takes minimum an hour and you have a whole day of prep. And I don't want to do that with someone else. Like, it's too much work, first of all. And it's something that I kind of want to keep for just between us.
So, like, what I was going to kind of bring up is, like, what if I wanted to do that with a female, but then, like, what you just said kind of, like, trumps my question. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of, like, puts an end to it before I can even ask it, which I'm not complaining about, because, like, I do agree with you. There are things that we need to be able to not necessarily keep to ourselves, but at least just save for each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, there has to be something that is just us.
Yes. And I
shout out to our therapist for bringing up. Love so, that woman.
Want to keep that the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when hanging out with friends or coworkers, chatting with played orc includes at work. Now, this I have an issue with.
Okay, so kind of define that rule a little bit more, because maybe even reread that for me, because, like, I was, yeah, just read it.
Okay. When hanging out with friends or coworkers, no chatting with your play date, your play partners, which includes sex work, and this also includes while you're at work.
Okay, so I know you do sex work things while you're at work, and I'm okay with that as long as you're, like, responsible with it and don't, like, jeopardize your employment.
Yes.
The other thing is doing it around friends. I don't want to hide from my, like, my inner circle of friends, at mm-hmm. least. I want to be able to be my true self, my 100% self. I'm not necessarily going to walk around naked around them, because I know that would make them really uncomfortable, and that's understandable. I mean, have you seen my body? Anyway, I want to be able to text lifestyle people and my friends not be like, ooh, you're texting someone else. Like, you know, I had to hide my phone one time at the dog park because, like, I could tell, like, one of our neighbors was kept trying to look over.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
Honey and River's dad. Like, I was okay. on Grindr, and he's super, like,
conservative.
In that manner, at least. I don't know about political agendas or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's like he wouldn't be cool with it, I think. And so, but I don't want to find myself in a position where I have to hide that.
Yes.
And I also don't want to find myself in a position where if I've got something that's bothering me or that I really want to bring up to someone or just talk openly in a discussion form in front of my friend, you know, I don't want to, like, have to hide that. Like, when we were at our kickball practice and we went and got drinks and stuff like that, I don't know, like, it would just have been nice, like, if you're going out with someone else, for me to say, oh yeah, Kelly's out with someone else. I've got, like, she's out fucking another guy. I've got all the time in the world. Let's have a few beers. I'll Uber home. It'll be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be, like, able to have that open communication with my friends, because, like, we preach being open communicating or open communication with in our relationships. Mm-hmm. And these are friendship relationships, but I don't want to hide who we are.
Yeah, but I also feel like there's a line between what's okay to say mm-hmm. and what's not okay to say.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah. I completely
and I feel like you love to fucking twerk on that fucking line, okay?
Oh, I can twerk like a motherfucker.
And sometimes you shouldn't say those things. Like, it's just not...
Right. No, I get it. You know, I might not necessarily say, oh, she's out fucking another guy, but let's just say, oh,
no,
she's...
No, you would say that, okay? No, don't even fucking lie.
Let's just say I say, oh, she's out with another guy, or she's out with a friend, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hide.
I get it.
And I understand it's about the delivery in my message. I understand that, but I'm just saying I don't want to hide.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
That's my thing. Okay. So, what are we? Are we agreeing on something here? Are you saying no? I don't want to. Like, where?
Okay, I like the work thing as long as it doesn't compromise my employment.
Right.
Love that. And just be careful about which friends you decide to be your true self with, because some of them might not take it as great as your friend. Like, example, when we went to visit our hometown or where we went to college. Oh, that friend took it, like, awesomely. Mm-hmm. Some other friends, like the guy at the dog park, would not take it the same way. So choose wisely on who you decide to be your true self with.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I just don't want to hide. And so, like, if what we're agreeing to here is it's okay to tell your friends as long as you are careful with it and don't put them in a uncomfortable position.
Yes.
Is that what we're agreeing to? So I can tell this person or that person, as long as I trust them to have a positive reaction to it.
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me, I'm going to call my mother.
She would not have a positive reaction, okay?
No, she would not.
All right. Next. Tested within the last that this is specifically for our play part.
I think that one's, like, it's a very damn good rule to have. I do think that there's really no way to truly regulate that one other
it's
than
really not their word.
Yeah, we're just trusting them on their word. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost impossible to say, hey, give us your fucking paperwork. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if we were doing a swinger party or like a house party mm-hmm. or something along those lines, like we attend, you know, he is able to do that. But I feel like that's because it's an event and I just feel like it's easier if it is an event. But I do like the rule. I want to keep the rule. I just think that it's really just kind of like
hard to regulate.
Yeah.
But rather have it. And
yeah. All right. What's the next one?
Next. Adder. Adam's shower after playing with a male.
That's up to you.
I want to keep that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's funny. I like cock breath on her, but she don't like it on me.
Okay.
Wait. Does that include when we play with a male together?
No.
Okay. What if he penetrates me anally?
Yes. Okay. Only play while each other are at work. /cucks. I don't like this.
Because I'm working from home right now?
You're working from home. Also,
my office is literally our playroom closet. It's a walk-in closet, and it's also where we are recording this episode.
Yes, you're working from home. My off days are very limited because I work a schedule that is opposite of the whole world. I work night shift.
Boo.
And it takes me like a day to recover, which leaves one day to play, like one weekday. So I work 3 nights, one day to recover. That's already 4 days. And then I have one day to play. Okay. I don't think that's fair. I feel like the weekend should count as well.
I get it. I'm just trying to keep the weekends like for us. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like you only have one day because you have like several. But what I'm saying is, like, you can still play while I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't necessarily need to be here.
Yeah, you know? I can see that.
Like, if you want to drive to Dakota's house, fuck the shit out of him while I'm working. Get your beautiful brown ass up there.
Okay. Do you have any issue with this?
With what?
I don't know. Are you okay with it? Or?
I mean, I like the rule as is. But, like, I see your point. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's kind of like you have more opportunities and you're like...
I have more opportunities on the weekend, okay?
The weekends are kind of like our time to...
I know they are time, but like even you said, like sometimes weekends are okay if we like plan...
In advance.
In advance.
Yeah. I'm a quality time love language person. So like I really want to keep weekends for us or doing things together.
Every weekend.
I mean, that's like the majority of like when we can actually do something. Like, okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Okay.
But how about one weekend out of the month?
One day of a weekend for every month?
2 days.
So you get 2 weekend days per month?
Yes.
To play?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
That was some tense negotiation and you got what you wanted.
Okay. Next statement. 3 months on, 1 month off.
Yeah.
And that's always flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. Always be home before the other gets home.
That's if we're playing at the same time. At different places. Like, yes. I don't want to get home and you're still fucking someone else for like another 3 hours. Like, I want to explore that moment with you like right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Give it. It's still fresh.
If I'm at work in the actual office setting and you have a play date, I want you home selfishly before mm-hmm. I get home so we can relive that moment like quicker instead of like, I don't like to be teased. I don't like that at all. I want it right then, right there, and I want like it now.
Okay. I get it. No chase.
How do you feel? Like,
I get it. Like, yeah, that's doable.
Like, if you were like working at night and you came home and I was out fucking this girl still, right? Like, would you kind of be like, God damn it, he's not home?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I would be pissed.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
2 solo play limit per week includes weekends and sex work.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. No changes.
Yeah.
No pet names.
Wait, does that include, so like the sex work and like, let's say you have 1 sex work and 1 solo play date. Does that count as 2 combined?
Yes.
So that's your limit right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. No pet names.
I agree. You don't want someone calling me babe.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Unless it's like an automated message from someone's OnlyFans, I feel like that's acceptable because like she's calling everyone babe.
Yeah, because
I get those messages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Weekend play dates on occasion, which we just
talked about that. Yeah. But keep reading it.
One solo weekend per person per weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No 2 weekends in a row. We should just discuss that. We get 2 days out of the month.
Well, the 2 weekends in a row thing is just so that way, like, it's not like...
back to back and just like overwhelming. Yeah, it's not like
you're only one and then like you're spending all of your time with them instead of me, vice versa, whatever. That's how that rule kind of came to be.
Yes, and I agree with it.
So, is there anything else you would like to add to these rules?
No.
Here's one.
You have
and one. We've kind of talked about this.
Okay.
Nothing in detail, but it is something that I'm drawing inspiration from Brian from Front Porch Swingers. Shout out to you guys. Go listen to them. So Brian meets the guy. He does the majority of the interactions with the single gentleman before he even lays an eye on Brenna.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I want to go like to that detail with it.
Yes.
But I am saying that like maybe that would help put me at ease when you go on your solo adventures because like I'm always like stressed.
Yeah.
Because like I want to protect you as much as I fucking can. You know, you're my wife now. But beforehand, it's like, you're still the love of my life. You've been the love of my life throughout this entire non-monogamy stint. And so I want to protect you and I want to know that you're okay. And I want to know that you're safe and you're having fun. And I feel like when it's like new people that I've never met that like I don't trust, it might make it easier, generally speaking, and a lot less anxiety, which would then actually I feel like make your play dates a lot easier for you even because you're not worried like, God, do you have to check in or like,
yeah,
or like, I don't know.
So what are you proposing that you come like, with me on my initial meets?
For coffee.
Okay.
Or a drink.
Uh-huh.
Or food. And like have like the first date. And you, this is something that like you could do with me and another female. I'd be open to that, vice versa. And so that way, like, you can understand who I'm meeting with. You can get a feel for them. And if you don't like them, they can fuck right off. And, like, vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might make you feel a little bit more at ease. And I feel like it would really make me feel a lot more at ease.
Okay.
And then, like, if I say, okay, this guy's a little weird or whatever, like, I don't like the guy, you know, then I would hope that you would respect that and say, no, this guy's, like, get the fuck out. And vice versa. Like, if you tell me anything like, hey Adam, I don't like this girl, she's gone.
Okay, so for example, this guy I meet Sunday, so you want to come with, right?
So I'm generally speaking here for
no. I want to put this in effect. If like this is something that you want to try to do,
yeah.
I want to start doing it right away.
I do I guess so, yeah.
Okay,
just because like you said, do it right away. And is that, but I want your feedback on
yeah
that.
No, that totally makes sense.
Okay,
I agree.
Are you sure? Like, I don't want you to be like my sister and just say yes to avoid confrontation.
Not like your sister.
I know you're not manipulative. You're not a lowlife.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't like this story. All right. So first dates are food, coffee,
drinks.
And or drinks, yeah. Any combination or one or the other. And both partners attend. Yeah. Fair?
Fair.
Okay.
Okay.
And if they're not cool with it, then sorry.
Back off.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Well, we have a few things to talk about still.
Do we?
Yes.
God.
Like how we have the third most popular community populist community on Alt Playground.
Guys, join our community.
But yet, we've asked you guys questions in there. We've shown Kelly's ass a number of times, and we will be posting a titty pic. Not of mine, so don't worry. But no, like, we want this community to be fun and engaging. And
yeah, chat with us. Yeah. Like our pics, like our comments,
but
interact.
But more importantly, talk to us. Because this is something that I check daily, multiple times. And so, we want your feedback. We want to hear from you. If you're having a super hot play date that you want to share with the world, by all means, our community and Alt Playground in general is a good place to do that. So check out our community on there, engage with us, and
check out the forums, guys.
Yeah, check
interact
out the forums.
On those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also interact with Miss Kelly over here on Instagram.
Talk to me.
Yeah, talk dirty. No, and no, you got to pay to do. No, anyway, no. Our socials are at TNR Podcasts. That's plural, and our website is thenakedrelationship.com. And with that, don't forget to check out altplayground.net. It will be linked in the show notes below. And join our community on there. Check out the forums. They are an amazing resource to have. You can learn a lot. And what else am I missing about Alt Playground, babe? They've got the podcast corner, the video corner.
It's just a great place for a lot of resources and information. So check it out, guys.
It is amazing. And so And also, don't forget to take advantage of Promescent's discount code. It's NAKED15. That'll save you 15% on your next purchase, not by switching to Geico, sorry. But it will save you 15% on your next order from promescent.com. Their website is also going to be linked in the show notes below. So check them out. Give them love because I fucking love them. So with that being said, is there anything that I'm missing?
No.
Well, adios, amigos.
Bye.
Bye.